You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. I'm Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the performing arts in our area. And as usual for the segment, we're joined by local writer and arts blogger from her site, a2artsaddict.wordpress.com, Jen McKee. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Looks like we're in for a busy summer, and to tell us more about one special event coming up, we also have with us right now Eric Lofstrom. He's the musical director for the upcoming annual Ann Arbor In Concert Show. Welcome.
Yes, thank you very much for having me.
Maybe you should begin by telling us, what is Ann Arbor In Concert?
Sure. So Ann Arbor In Concert is a nonprofit performing arts organization, and we sort of take the symphony model and apply it to musical theater. So we do one show a year. Big sold-out production this year at the Power Center. We do a big fundraising gala beforehand, wine and cheese and that kind of fun stuff, and then a big show in a concert format. So it's a neat experience.
Could you tell people a little bit about what a staged concert looks like in terms of a theater production?
Great question. Absolutely. So the format that we do, as Jen mentioned, is a staged concert. So unlike traditional musical theater, which will have set changes and big, set pieces coming in and out, we have the actors are on stage generally for the entire show, so they generally don't go on or off. You have a full orchestra on stage, and then my love is we've got a full choir in the back.
Wow.
So last year we did Hairspray and had over 120 people on the stage. And I told you all of that to tell you this, that Spring Awakening is going to be completely different. We're trying a new model. Spring Awakening is a very small show, and so we're actually going to go with that and kind of see how that works.
Spring Awakening originally on Broadway?
Yes. 2006, I think. I think it was at least that's what I think when it won the Tony Awards.
And I think people recognize this song.
God, I dreamed there was an angel who could hear me through the wall. As I cried out like in Latin, this is so not life at all.
So this is just one of the songs.
So the basis for this show is actually this very old play about these German young people kind of coming of age. It's a little bit edgy. It's definitely a kind of a younger show. So, I mean, was that a topic of that you had to discuss about whether this was the right show for Ann Arbor In Concert?
Absolutely, yeah. I think we go back and forth about that a lot. I think, you know, this show is definitely covers a lot of pretty intense topics. I would probably say this is not a show suitable for young audiences. There's a lot of really mature topics that are covered. It's set in 1800s Germany, but then what the authors intended was we're in this very period piece, and then during the songs we pop out into these very contemporary songs. It's like the one you just heard. And so it's really quite a unique show. It's going to be visually beautiful. And our cast list just went out this morning, and the cast is spectacular.
So. Local artists, or where do you draw from?
A couple of names you may recognize. Eva Rosenwald, who's been in a couple of our shows, and John Siebert, who's a professor here at EMU, I believe. So they'll be joining us. A couple of faces you'll recognize from prior years in Ann Arbor In Concert shows, and then a bunch of really new, unbelievably talented folks are joining us this year. So we're really excited.
So the show is July 15th at the Power Center, 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock.
And again, this is kind of combining all different facets of the community as musicians, as actors, as people kind of putting it together. It's really a community.
Yeah. And we focus on that. Our hope, our goal is really to bring together as many artists. We like to say that Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti and surrounding areas have so much talent are doctors and lawyers and nurses. And they don't do it during the day. And so we try to feature those folks as much as we can and give, you know, that sort of special outlet in a special format.
And it's one night only.
One night only.
Spring Awakening. Tell us one more time when and where and how we can go.
Absolutely. So Spring Awakening, July 15th, 8 p.m. at the Power Center. Tickets are on sale at the Michigan Union Ticket Office. You can also visit our website, a2ic.org. So the letter A, the number 2, the letter I, the letter C.org. You can also find us on Facebook.
That's Eric Lofstrom, the musical director. You created Ann Arbor In Concert.
I did. Me and one of my great friends, Mike Masalam, who went to school at U of M and is known in Ann Arbor for doing a lot of shows. We met each other at the Burns Park Players, where we first got worked together with him.
Are you an actor?
I am not. I am a piano player and a conductor.
Oh.
So you would not want me on stage. There's a reason I'm in the pit, because I can't sing and I can't dance. So I'll play the piano and do my thing.
We'll look forward to that. And Summerfest is in full swing right now.
Yes, the main stage season is well underway. And coming up in the next few days, you've got Colin Mockery and Brad Sherwood, two performers from Whose Line Is It Anyway? We'll be putting on an improv show on June 24th at the Power Center.
And what's that called?
Their Scared Scriptless Tour. I'm going to be very careful saying
yes,
this.
Yes, it's sort of like an improv then,
yes.
Do you think?
Yes, they kind of take the suggestions from the audience and they play various improv games. And these guys are pros. I mean, they've been doing it for decades, so they're kind of really some of the best at what they do.
We'll look forward to that. And something else I'm looking forward to, Ira Glass coming to the Power Center.
He's coming on July 1st as part of the main stage series for the summer. Summerfest. And last time he came here and just kind of talked about how this American life and kind of reframed it as their form of journalism and what they do and how it fits into the larger world of journalism. And I was spellbound. I just found Ira Glass to be this really, really compelling speaker. The whole presentation was really amazing. So I think this will be a great show, too. This one's called 7 Things I've Learned. So we'll see what he's kind of drawing from his years of hosting this show.
You could just listen to him talk forever, don't you think?
Yes.
Also coming up, you may recognize that, the music of the Squirrel Nut Zippers. They're coming to town?
They are. This was kind of their biggest commercial hit they had, called Hell. And they last year started
You're
touring.
You're determined to swear.
I know.
We already didn't mention the first song, and now we're going to get this one in. Okay. I think that meets FCC guidelines.
But they were starting last year, they kind of reconvened to have a 20th anniversary of the album that single was part of, called Hot. So they're out touring again, and they're going to be at the Arc on July 11th at 8 p.m.
It'll be exciting. Also, the Penny Seats Theater busy this summer.
Yes, they have an outdoor production of Peter and the Starcatcher, which is essentially a prequel to Peter Pan that was a big hit in New York a couple of years ago. It's a very fun show. It's not a musical. It has some music, but it's not a musical. But that's an outdoor production at West Park Bandshell that starts July 13th and runs through the rest of the month.
Oh, is that family friendly?
Yes, that is. I took a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old when U of M staged that show. So that's absolutely family friendly.
And also back at the Arc, we have a performer, but he's not singing. He's speaking about a book.
Right. Billy Bragg, a well-known British troubadour and also an activist of sorts. He's going to be there talking about his book called Roots, Radicals, and Rockers. That's about the history of skiffle, this British folk music phenomenon that began in the 1950s. So even though you see Billy Bragg on the Arc's website and think like, oh, I'm going to see his show, he was not going to be playing, or if he does, it's just kind of a partnership with talking about the topic of his book. So he's going to be there on July 18th at 7 p.m.
We like to mix it up in the Ann Arbor area. Jen McKee, thank you so much for joining us. You can read all of Jen's reviews at a2artsaddict.wordpress.com. And Eric Lofstrom, the musical director for the upcoming annual Ann Arbor In Concert show of Spring Awakening. Thanks so much for joining us on Art and Soul here on 89.1 WEMU.